Living Prophecies, the Old, Old Message in Modern Language. Today we're reading from the prophecy of Isaiah. See my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I have put my spirit upon him. He will reveal justice to the nations of the world. He will be gentle. He will not shout nor quarrel in the streets. He will not break the bruised reed nor quench the dimly burning flame. He will encourage the faint-hearted, those tempted to despair. He will see full justice given to all who have been wronged. He won't be satisfied until truth and righteousness prevail throughout the earth, nor until even distant lands beyond the seas have put their trust in him. The Lord God who created the heavens and stretched them out and created the earth and everything in it and gives life and breath and spirit to everyone in all the world, he is the one who says to his servant, the Messiah, I, the Lord, have called you to demonstrate my righteousness. I will guard and support you, for I have given to you my people as a personal confirmation of my covenant with them. You shall also be a light to guide the nations unto me. You will open the eyes of the blind and release those who sit in prison, darkness, and despair. I am the Lord, that is my name, and I will not give my glory to anyone else. I will not share my praise with carved idols. Everything I prophesied came true. And now I will prophesy again. I will tell you the future before it happens. Sing a new song to the Lord, sing his praises, all you who live in earth's remotest corners. Sing, O sea, sing, all you who live in distant lands beyond the sea. Join in the chorus, you desert cities, Kedar and Selah. And you too, dwellers in the mountaintops, let the western coastlands glorify the Lord and sing his mighty power. The Lord will be a mighty warrior, full of fury toward his foes. He will give a great shout and prevail. Long has he been silent. He has restrained himself. But now he will give full vent to his wrath. He will groan and cry like a woman delivering her child. He will level the mountains and hills and blight their greenery. He will dry up rivers and pools. He will bring blind Israel along a path they have not seen before. He will make the darkness bright before them and smooth and straighten out the road ahead. He will not forsake them. But those who trust in idols and call them gods will be greatly disappointed. They will be turned away. Oh, how blind and deaf you are towards God. Why won't you listen? Why won't you see? Who in all the world is as blind as my people, who are designed to be my messengers of truth? Who is so blind as my dedicated one, the servant of the Lord? You see and understand what is right, but won't heed or do it. You hear, but you won't listen. The Lord has magnified his law and made it truly glorious. Through it he had planned to show the world that he is righteous. But what a sight his people are, those who were to demonstrate to all the world the glory of his law. For they are robbed, enslaved, imprisoned, trapped, fair game for all, with no one to protect them. Won't even one of you apply these lessons from the past and see the ruin that awaits you up ahead? Who let Israel be robbed and hurt? Did not the Lord? It is the Lord they sinned against, for they would not go where he sent them, nor listen to his laws. That is why God poured out his fury and his wrath on his people, and destroyed them in battle. And yet though set on fire and burned, they will not understand the reason why, that it is God wanting them to repent.
Thank you.
But now the Lord who created you, O Israel, says, Don't be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, your Savior, the Holy One of Israel. I gave Egypt and Ethiopia and Seba to Cyrus in exchange for your freedom as your ransom. Others died that you might live. I traded their lives for yours because you are precious to me and honored, and I love you. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. I will gather you from east and west, from north and south. I will bring my sons and daughters back to Israel from the farthest corners of the earth. All who claim me as their God will come, for I have made them for my glory. I created them. Bring them back to me, blind as they are, deaf when I call, although they see and hear. Gather the nations together. Which of all their idols ever has foretold such things? Which can predict a single day ahead? Where are the witnesses of anything they said? There are no witnesses. Then they must confess that only God can prophesy. But I have witnesses, O Israel, says the Lord. You are my witnesses and my servants, chosen to know and believe me and to understand that I alone am God. There is no other God. There never was and never will be. I am the Lord, and there is no other Savior. Whenever you have thrown away your idols, I have shown you my power. With one word I have saved you. You have seen me do it. You are my witnesses that this is true. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can oppose what I do. The Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, says, For your sakes, I will send an invading army against Babylon. They will walk in almost unscathed. The boasts of the Babylonians will turn to cries of fear. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. I am the Lord who opens a way through the waters, making a path right through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses to lie beneath the waves dead and their lives snuffed out like candle wicks. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. For I'm going to do a brand new thing. See, I have already begun. Don't you see it? I will make a road through the wilderness of the world for my people to go home, and create rivers for them in the desert. The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and ostriches too, for giving them water in the wilderness, yes, springs in the desert, so that my people, my chosen ones, can be refreshed. I have made Israel for myself. These my people will someday honor me before the world. But, O my people, you won't ask my help. You have grown tired of me. You have not brought me the lambs for burnt offerings. You have not honored me with your sacrifices. Yet my requests for offerings and incense have been very few. I have not treated you as slaves. You have brought me no sweet-smelling incense, nor pleased me with sacrificial fat. No, you have presented me only with sins, and wearied me with your faults. I, yes, I alone am he who blots away your sins for my own sake and will never think of them again. Oh, remind me of this promise of forgiveness, for we must talk about your sins. Plead your case for my forgiving you. From the very first, your ancestors sinned against me. All your forebears transgressed my law. That is why I have deposed your priests and destroyed Israel, leaving her to shame. We've been reading Living Prophecies, the Old, Old Message in Modern Language. Today we've read from the book of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at this same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.